Republicans move amendment against anti-Semitism through House, unanimously. By Joel B. Polak on February 13, 2019. The House Republicans moved an amendment opposing anti-Semitism through the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday, using an unusual parliamentary maneuver from the minority that rarely succeeds. It passed 424-0. The motion to recommit is rarely successful. Typically, it is a last-ditch effort by the minority party to make an amendment to another bill. In this case, Republicans offered an amendment to a House resolution against the U.S. supporting Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. The amendment declares that it is in the national security interest of the United States to combat anti-Semitism around the world. Democrats, embarrassed by ongoing criticism of the anti-Semitic rhetoric of several members, including first-term Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, felt no choice but to agree. Rare thing happening in the House right now, looks like Dems are going to approve GOP motion to recommit. Normally a last-gasp procedural move by minority to alter a bill, either by amending it or sending it back to CMT. I can't remember the last time one passed. Heather Cagle, at Heatherscope, February 13, 2019. This MTR is a stand against anti-Semitism according to GOP. Comes on the heels of controversies over Rep. Omar's anti-Semitic tweet earlier this week. Heather Cagle, at Heatherscope, February 13, 2019. And it's approved with near unanimous support. 424-0, with two voting present. These procedural votes rarely succeed. Manu Raju, at Mkruju, February 13, 2019. The full text of the amendment adds that all attempts to delegitimize and deny Israel's right to exist must be denounced and rejected, which contrasts directly with the views of first-term Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME. Moreover, the amendment opposes boycotts of Israel. It is in the national security interest of the United States to oppose restrictive trade practices or boycotts fostered or imposed by any foreign country against other countries friendly to the United States or against any United States person. That is an indirect rebuke of Omar's policies. She supports the anti-Israel boycott, divestment, sanctions, BDS, movement, despite opposing it in the election. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, had promised action against anti-Semitism in the House this week. In a statement after the vote, he said, "Neither Tlaib nor Omar opposed the amendment explicitly, Reps. Justin Amash, Army, and Thomas Massey, RKY, were the only two members to vote present." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.